Bradley Manning is relieved, we're relieved, that he was not convicted of the aiding the enemy charge. He should have never been charged with it. It was life imprisonment, possibly death penalty, although they had said they wouldn't do it. But it was just so off the wall, it's the equivalent of saying, let's just put him up against the wall and shoot him, let's forget the trial.
Thank you. Major US spy programs is bringing new scrutiny to private contractors who work for the government in national security. The scrutiny is prompted by the leak of classified information on NSA phone and internet surveillance programs by a Booz Allen Hamilton contract employee, Edward Snowden.
Individuals who take an oath to protect classified information are bound by it, whether they are...
Nearly 500,000 private employees play a crucial role in monitoring threats to U.S. national security. A former member of the National Security Council says intelligence agencies should reconsider how they rely on outside contractors.
On the other hand, that slight bit of relief should be, you have to weigh it against what's actually happened, as you just said. Six counts of espionage, each carrying 10 years. Six counts of theft of government documents, each carrying 10 years. Total 136 years. As we're speaking, there is a sentencing hearing going on at Fort Meade. It will continue for 2 to 3 weeks. What happens in that hearing is the prosecutor puts in evidence as to why Bradley Manning should be sentenced to the sky, probably 136 years. And the defense puts on evidence as to why he should not get such a high sentence, such as he was acting idealistically. What he said, what he exposed was very important publicly. They bring in his background, most likely, and they try and mitigate the sentence as much as they can.
What kind of procedures led to his being hired and to giving him access to these kinds of documents?
National security and leaks are already in the public eye, with the military trial of Army Private Bradley Manning for sending hundreds of thousands of secret records to the anti-secrecy group WikiLeaks.
Getting this kind of access needs to be examined in the same way the government has now re-examined the access that the alleged WikiLeaks leaker, Private Manning, enjoyed as a very junior enlisted soldier in accessing hundreds of thousands of confidential, secret, and top secret emails.
It's flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky.
Hey there, everybody. This is the Furious George Show. Listen, I'm furious. I do this every Thursday around 10 o'clock and try to bring some new fun stuff in every week. We've got a crazy new Bass Nectar mix I'm about to throw at you. Here in the background is some Sam I Am off the crazy fun Flying Lotus label. Plus, there's just happens to be some craziness in the news relating to leaks and folks who are under scrutiny. So stick around and you'll hear more about that. You can also hear more about the Furious George Show. Go to furiousg.blogspot.com or just keep doing what you're doing, listening to 103.5 Chapel Hill Carborough. I'm furious.
It's a new life for me. Yeah, it's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. Feeling good.
don't know what will happen here. I do know that the fact that the judge found him guilty of 20 counts is completely off the wall. Guilty of 6 counts of espionage. There has never been a conviction for espionage of a whistleblower in the entire 100-year history of the espionage statute. So that's the new world we're living in. We'll talk about that a bit in a minute. But that's the new world of repression of whistleblowers and journalists we're living in. I want to bring out a couple of points about an issue that I've been debating a lot with people about whether he should have been prosecuted at all, or whether he was just overcharged, etc. My view is that there should never have been a prosecution.
And we begin with Edward Snowden's latest leak. It exposes an NSA program known as X Keyscore, which allows analysts to search through enormous databases containing everything that someone would do on the internet, from email to chat logs to web browsing. The internet activity of millions of individuals are stored in these databases, and NSA analysts can access them without any prior authorization or a warrant of any kind. The program seems to confirm one of NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden's most controversial claims, saying that he, sitting at his desk, can wiretap anyone, including the President of the United States, if he just had a personal email address. According to NSA documents, X Keyscore is the widest-reaching system for gathering intel on computer networks. A series of PowerPoint slides shows how the program works, allowing analysts to query these massive databases with questions regarding phone numbers, email addresses, and login information. The NSA claims this program is used strictly to target foreign threats in counter-terror investigations. But this revelation further confirms that analysts at the NSA have at least the technological capabilities, if not the individual authority, to monitor and store the online activities of virtually all Americans.
Now today, Thomas Drake, a former National Security Agency employee, is scheduled to face sentencing in one of a series of criminal cases the Obama administration has pursued against government whistleblowers.
Now, Edward Snowden's leak about X Keyscore, comes just as the Senate Judiciary Committee convened a hearing this morning to talk about the NSA and FISA court oversight. RT's Liz Wall was at that hearing. Here's her report.
The Senate hearings today on FISA comes after NSA leaker Edward Snowden revealed the U.S.'s expansive government surveillance program. Revelations have sparked concerns over privacy rights and government secrecy. The big question today was, how do we strike a balance between privacy and national security interests? Senators questioned top officials from the NSA, FBI, and Justice Department.
A 29-year-old school dropout could come in and take out massive, massive amounts of data. It's obvious there weren't adequate controls. Has anybody been fired?
No, sir, not yet.
Has anybody been admonished?
Officials said at this point, no one has been fired, nor has anyone resigned in the wake of the leaks. Brought up today was the vastness of the program that collects phone records of millions of Americans on a daily basis, and whether or not it's constitutional to do so. Intelligence officials assured senators that the government only spies on actual conversations when they're suspected of terrorist activity. In fact, according to executive branch officials, the surveillance program has thwarted 54 protect acts throughout the world.
And it's clear the prosecution was not because he leaked classified information to a reporter, but to send a message to other employees within the intelligence community. Don't you dare do the same thing, or you're going to face what happened to Mr. Drake.
Recent poll by the Pew Research Center reveals that while a majority of Democrats opposed government spying under the administration of George W. Bush, they do support spying programs put in place by the Obama administration. However, a group of displeased Democrats recently broke ranks to protest the NSA surveillance programs at a fundraiser for House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, targeting her for her staunch defense of the Obama administration's spying programs. Here's a clip of that protest.
First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Second Amendment,
that's how you protect the rest.
Yes. Fifth Amendment, yes! First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, yes!
Now Now joining us to talk more about this protest and the reasons behind it is Norman Solomon. He's the founding director of the Institute of Public Accuracy, co-founder of RootsAction.org. He co-chairs the Coalition of Grassroots Progress, which sponsored the July 13th protest against NSA surveillance that picketed a high-dollar Democratic Party fundraiser honoring Nancy Pelosi. He's the author of a dozen books, including War Made Easy.
Quiet among many people, no matter what their party identification, with the Obama administration's continued effort to defend the NSA surveillance program, really violating the First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendments. And we had here in the North Bay, just north of the Golden Gate Bridge, just a few days' notice after we learned that a private fundraiser for the Democratic Party was headlining Nancy Pelosi, the minority leader in the House, who has been really clear in her defense of the Obama administration's NSA surveillance program. So here, basically, we had the most powerful Democrat in the House in our backyard raising money, somebody who's defending the indefensible, these terrible violations of civil liberties. So we gathered into this very expensive, wealthy neighborhood, somewhat obscure in location, up these winding roads. And we had about 70 people actually picketing at and near the house where the fundraiser was taking place.
So Norman, as Glenn Greenwald has pointed out in his articles discussing the fallout of this of the NSA leaks, it's been the Democrats that have been the staunchest defenders of the Obama administration spying and the fiercest critics of Edward Snowden. Specifically, Nancy Pelosi herself, she spoke out at Netroots Conference, a progressive conference, in defense of the spying programs. Here's a clip of what she said a few weeks ago.
Welcome the challenges that people pose, because I think that those answers, those questions must be answered. And as far as Snowden, he did, I'm in disagreement with you, he did violate the law in terms of releasing those documents. We don't know. I understand. But it did violate the law, and they, and the fact is that again, we have to have the balance.
What evidence do you have of that? Do you talk to people within government? Do you have more evidence that people are less likely to come forward in the Obama administration than in other administrations?
Well,
and blow the whistle?
Well, it obviously has a chilling effect on other employees, and that is been what has occurred generally with whistleblower law in the federal government. The irony here is that the Obama administration has supported and Congress has enacted numerous whistleblower laws that strengthen protections for people who work in the private sector. But when it comes to whistleblowers who actually work within the bureaucracy that the Obama administration controls, there is a crackdown, particularly in the area of national security. So there is a natural chilling effect on employees when they see one of their colleagues or former colleagues get prosecuted.
How has this happened under this administration? Obama pledged that he was going to have the most open and transparent administration. Why has it gotten worse during his tenure?
That's a big surprise. It is a really a breaking of a promise that Obama made on the campaign trail in 2008, in which he supported legislation that was pending at that time that actually would have given court access and jury trials for even intelligence employees, employees that worked for the NSA or the CIA, to bring their cases of whistleblower retaliation into court and to seek damages before a jury.
Said that such a broad collection of information on innocent citizens is unconstitutional.
Pervasive surveillance is also poisonous for free speech and free association. People who know the government could be monitoring their every move, their every phone call, or their every Google search will comport themselves differently. They'll hesitate before visiting controversial websites. They'll hesitate before joining controversial advocacy groups. And they'll hesitate before exercising rights that the Constitution guarantees.
Deputy Attorney General James Cole said he was open to changing the FISA process to make it more transparent.
We'll be right back.
Senate. You have the upper strata of the Democratic Party folks in Congress. Here in California, Senator Dianne Feinstein, chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, even more vociferous in defending this unconscionable surveillance. And I think it goes to the fact that it's the Obama administration which is perpetrating and extending this kind of surveillance that was really boosted by the Bush administration. And this is a sort of circle the wagons around our own party sort of response by so many Democrats in Congress. There is, I think, a growing fissure, which needs to grow a lot more, between the top Democratic Party leadership and a lot of people who call themselves Democrats and who are rank and file or activist leaders around the country.
Poisonous for free speech and free association. People who know the government could be monitoring their every move, their every phone call, or their every Google search will comport themselves differently. Guarantees.
No, me change the subject now. You know where me have a deal, you know? A special request.
It's not about Edward Snowden. It's about using the very NSA programs he decries to protect this nation. It's about gathering everyone's data to help target a suspect who has regularly communicated with a mysterious figure abroad, has been associated with foreign criminals and other bad actors, has traveled extensively in the Middle East, has used social networks to send messages to Iran, Iraq, and Syria, and whose location data indicates he has been in contact with religious zealots in the outskirts of Damascus. We're not listening to the content of everyone's conversation. We're simply using metadata to build a profile of a suspect who would attack our entire banking system. Uses shadowy technology to further his aims along the Golan Heights border with Israel, has continued to associate with those who show no respect for the law, and whose calling patterns and geolocation indicate a would-be martyr. That's why we must wiretap Jesus.
A special
Save the homeland.
Exact opposite has occurred. The speculation is, if you read Jane Meyer's piece, for example, and other articles that have been in the newspaper, you look at the Obama administration's obsession with classified leaks. The irony here is that this leak case, so-called leak case against Drake, didn't even charge Mr. Drake with leaking classified information. They actually took a legal theory, used the Espionage Act, and accused him basically of being a spy.
Is this uptick in concern over leaking classified documents possibly because there are great repercussions to national security, as I'm sure folks from kind of the more administration standpoint would say or suggest?
No, what you have to wonder is, what are they hiding? What are they really hiding? If you look closely at Mr. Drake's allegations and the allegations of others, what he and others in the NSA were objecting to was wide-scale spying on American citizens, invading people's privacies. One of his allegations of fraud and waste was the establishment of a program that went too far, to collecting too much information on American citizens without obtaining precautions to protect people's privacy.
So do you think the Obama administration is afraid to have things get out about what is really going on?
I think the national security establishment is afraid of that. It's not just this case, but others, where there is a crackdown taking place. They did not charge Mr. Drake for actually disclosing classified information to a reporter. So you have to wonder, why are they going to such lengths?
About the criminality of his own government, acted as an idealist and on conscience, and brought out that criminality. That should be a complete defense to any prosecution. It often is. Whistleblowers are often given political asylum, as people have been in the United States who come from China and whistleblow, or come from Central Asia. Julian Assange has been given political asylum as a journalist who printed the material of whistleblowers. So my view is there should not have been a prosecution at all. Let's think about the truths he's revealed. I'll just give up some of those because I know we don't want to spend all day on that, but it's crucial because most people don't bring them out. 20,000 extra civilian deaths in Iraq. That caused an end to the status of forces agreement that the U.S. had with Iraq, because that status of forces agreement gave immunity. That meant the U.S. was no longer willing to go in there without immunity. because Iraq said no more, too many civilians are getting killed, nothing's happening. One example is that at our Marin County protest picketing Nancy Pelosi at this fundraiser days ago, among the speakers was Caroline Banuelos. She is the chair of the Sonoma County Latino Democratic Club. She's the Northern California chair of the California Democratic Party's Progressive Caucus, which is the largest caucus of the largest state Democratic Party in the country. So that is a reflection, I think, of what's involved here. We had, on short notice, a fairly small, but I think a high impact picket where we were literally and figuratively not supposed to go, where a bunch of rich people were gathering to support the Democratic Party's congressional campaign funding to the tune of up to $32,400 per couple. And what I think needs to happen now on this issue in terms of the grassroots is that people around the country challenge those who are in Congress, who are of the party of the administration that is perpetrating this horrendous violation of our civil liberties. And that, I think, is an opportunity here in late summer. In the month of August, you have members of Congress fanning out to their home districts around the country, doing town halls or trying to avoid doing authentic town halls, but they're doing public appearances. And I would really urge people, everybody's got a congressperson of whatever party, but perhaps of particular importance if they're Democrats. They should be challenged. They should be nonviolently confronted. This needs to be made a huge issue in late summer.
And a lot of those leaders you mentioned, I bet they were protesting President Bush's spying when he was carrying them out.
Dead-end job? Ready for a change? Need a little hope in your life? Well, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court is for you. With one easy appointment, you can be a judge on this secret panel of power and be your own boss. Established in 1978 to keep an eye on government surveillance, the court is now your dream job of working without working. How is that possible? That's the best part. It's a secret. With no one looking over your shoulder telling you what to do, you'll be free to issue sweeping rulings invading the privacy of millions with just one easy signature. But there's more than secrecy. The FISA court offers you flex time. Don't feel like coming into the office to demolish the Fourth Amendment? Just phone in your rulings from the comfort of home. Feel like working even less? Go on part-time senior status just like Judge Roger Vinson when he gave the latest spying order. You'll also have a wonderful health plan, even as you overturn the Affordable Care Act on the side. The FISA court makes judging easy by eliminating the defense and keeping your work secret. You've worked hard enough. Now is the time to relax and say yes, and yes, and yes again.
100% of the time. Best part is, while you're phoning it in saying yes, you'll be performing a valuable service. What President Obama calls judicial oversight. Sounds hard, but it's not. And don't worry, it's not a rubber stamp. More like a rubber poolside lounger. Get classified with class. So here's hoping you make a change for the better, because the FISA court is hiring. The FISA court is not hiring. You did not see this. You will now be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
In the White House doing it, and Democrats can sort of make some political hay. This is really part of the terrain we're in now. And many issues are of crucial importance. A bedrock of our capacity to develop democratic action is civil liberties. I mean, you look at not only freedom of the press, which because of the monitoring and surveillance of the phone records of Associated Press and so forth, have been abrogated. Then you've got the Fourth Amendment, the whole thing is being violated as a whole by the Obama administration, and then due process of the Fifth Amendment. So this is the kind of assault on basic freedoms that is just not acceptable. And this is the summer of our discontent, that more opposition needs to be vocally and visibly launched against these kind of programs coming out of the White House.
We can make an earthquake up in here.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Hey, look, this is Furious. Listen, I am signing off here at WCOMLP Chapel Hill Carborough. And we're going to spin some more stuff before we turn off the mics. But listen, Micropower Radio is all about community-based volunteer stuff. If you want to help out, you want to figure out how to come on the radio or, you know, support the radio however you can, give us a call here at 919-246-9639. Leave some info. And we'll definitely give you a chance. I mean, a lot of the folks that basically, most of the folks that are on this radio are all volunteers who've just stumbled on it one way or another. I just happened to stumble about 20-something years ago into Micropower Radio. It's a long story. If you want to learn more about it, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. And you can hear about how we took over a piece of the airwaves when it was illegal in Nashville and across the Southeast and across the country. And marched on Washington and liberated the radio that you are now listening to. So, in that spirit, I'm going to liberate it and set this thing free. Just to let you guys know that you're listening to, that's some Bauer craziness in the background. Some, I think it's called bubble rap. Boom. You know that Bauer guy. He's the one with that crazy Harlem Shake thing going on. Boom. Hey, all right, listen, if you're into Micropower Radio, keep doing what you're doing. I'll be back next week. I'm furious. Thanks for listening.